days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
Look at that. The faders have literally just come
popped up
down.
Now. Oh, sorry. I'll go down. Up. I don't know how these things work.
They've just come down on the radio
show. On the radio
and
show.
And they've gone
right.
back up on the podcast.
Oh, should we never stop talking? That's one of the things. It's just everything has to be documented.
Not the first time that's been said.
Since I came in here, every time we're in the room together, someone says, record everything they say. We need evidence in case these two cause more trouble, you know.
There's a weird buzzy thing coming off your
there
microphone.
Is. Will I swap over?
No. Just stand there for a minute. Watch what happens here. I'll just pull that down. Stops.
Oh, yeah.
No, it goes back on again. Hit it with your hand. Hit it again.
There it is. Gone. Oh, my God, that actually worked.
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the
I'm a lot of years in this business, PJ.
Who knew that was still a thing in the digital age? You can just walk over and give something a slap.
Hit
and
it.
There you go. What's that? How's that working for you? Thanks. Yeah, that'll be 600 quid. I'll come
that's
back in 7 months to check it.
I should have done that. I should have charged you some sort of engineering call out fee for that.
Jesus Christ, I tell you something. Engineering call-out fees. What is the story, by the way, right?
Yeah.
What is the story that only in Ireland? I never realised it was an only Ireland thing. Maybe that, you know, like, so it's the time of year, right? You turn the heating on in the house again.
Okay.
And it doesn't fucking work.
I'm amazed
it's
you
that
turn
time.
It on.
No, I don't want to. Trust me. I would have said
February or something. No, January for you, maybe.
Well, no, I don't really. I did think just wear a fucking jacket if you're cold. But anyway, she likes to turn the heat on. But it's the time of year you turn the heat back on in the house and it doesn't work, right? Everybody realises they've had it off for 3 months. Now it's fucked, right?
Right.
So you have to call the plumber. But it turns out we all have the same plumber, right? So you ring the plumber and you say the heating's fucked. And he goes, yeah, everybody's heating's fucked. It's October nearly. And you go, right, can you come and fix it? No, I have to go to fix everyone else's fucking plumber. Right?
Why is this?
This is happening now. This is a real life drama, right?
Right.
You know, so you ring.
I haven't encountered it now, I have to say, but that's why I'm curious.
Oh, look at Mr. Functional Abode over here. Look at him with his functional home and everything.
Right.
Yeah, so.
So, fuck to the plumber extent. Not even just like a little bit of airlock where you or anything like that.
No, well, apparently now the plumber was saying this is happening. I guess he was, and he's annoyed with me. This is what annoys me.
Right.
He's annoyed with me, right? You know, I'm like, oh, what can you do? Oh, fucking everyone wants me to do it. It's that time of year, isn't it? Everyone turns on. No one ever thinks to turn it on and keep checking. And then now I have to do like 40, 50 call-outs all, you know, because I'm like, well, I'm sorry. I'm just wondering if you could make me, like, help me not stop the children freezing to death.
Yeah, forgive me for wanting to give you money to come and perform
a
service.
I don't fucking care. I've been told to call. Right,
yeah.
So, and then you get, so they do that, but they don't come out with the tools. And this is where I didn't realise it was only an Irish thing. I've heard that this is only an Irish thing now this week from Kelly, who's from America. So you call a workman here and they go, right, I'll be there. Are you in at 5 o'clock? Yeah, I'm in at 5 o'clock. Right, so he turns up then the following day at 7, right? And he goes, right, has a look and he goes, that's broken. I go, oh, Grant, can you fix it? And he goes, well, not today. I don't even have any tools.
Oh, right.
And you go,
he was doing this as a sort of, I'm on my way to the pub.
Like, well, what
I'll
do you
drop
do?
In and have
well,
a
what
look.
Are you doing here?
Right.
He's like, well, this is the call you do to find out what's wrong.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I told this you it was broken.
This is a call out. It's not a fix out.
And he's like, yeah, but that's it. And he's like, now I have to decide what way I'm going to approach the situation. You're like, why didn't you fucking approach with tools today?
Yeah. Because
of course I didn't say that. He says, oh, yeah.
Yeah, what he has to do is, you know, I'll have to call out to the house. I have to assess the general house to see how wealthy you are to find out how much I can stack the bill.
And you're not.
You didn't expect me to just make it up on the spot without having said. Obviously, now that I see that you live in a posh area, in a posh gaff, I'm going to absolutely have to hammer it in a little bit.
But also, it's I want to see if this is actually worth my time because I have a job that's worth $3,000 next week.
Yeah.
And this is worth about 150 quid. So do you know what you can do? You can freeze. Yeah.
Find somebody else.
Go freeze yourself to sleep. Go hang your knickers outside.
I understand the principle of something that hasn't been on for a while. You know, it might.
Apparently, this time of year.
Happen.
Yeah, it's just this time of year, apparently, all they get is annoyed by people like me who haven't checked anything. And then all of a sudden, the first cold night, they go, I'll turn the heating on. It doesn't come on.
Right.
And that apparently.
Because something, because whatever, the pilot light's gone out, or there's an airlock somewhere, or there's or whatever, something's going on.
He said it's like working in a gym in January. You get every kind of blade and renowned fella coming in. And they're all coming in there, you know. I ate too much sweets and I did this and well, why didn't you not eat the fucking sweets? And you're like, well, okay, well, now you're now someone else is in trouble. I don't know what they did.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, maybe he is a gymnasium attender himself. Bet you he'd fix the heat in the gymnasium.
The other thing is, you have to question if you've ever met anybody in your life who's ever turned around and said to you, oh no, I'd have a little thing on my phone that reminds me to check my heating every Saturday morning. First thing I do when I get up is just to be on the safe side. They're the same people who, in fairness, back in the day, I know cars nowadays, I'm very different. But you know, back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Probably before you and I really owned cars, obviously, where there was loads of stuff you had to do yourself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you had to, like, I know you still technically have to check your oil and all, but you know what I mean? It was much more
important.
It was different, back then,
though. Yeah, you had to be careful where you put it because the carbs would ice over and all this.
All
and you'd
this
have
kind
to keep
stuff.
Their, you know, yeah. you. Yeah, and then what would you do?
And you'd get a lad who was brilliant at that. He did it all the time.
Right, oh, doing the tablets and all this.
Let's face it.
Like, I don't know what that is.
He was regarded as a bit of a nerd.
Yeah, in fairness, yeah. And you'd ask them for advice so you don't run into trouble the following year.
Oh, well, so you haven't done it, have you?
Oh, yeah, you come out just once a day. Once a day. Every fucking day. Yeah, once a day come out and just open this seal and put a bit of oil in there. And actually, you know what's great for this is Vaseline. You know, the Vaseline on top of the thing. Yeah. Do that once a week.
Yeah. And if you get an egg.
Yeah, last Sunday of the month. And you shove an egg up the tailpipe. You're like, man, I don't have time. I have a busy life, you know. Yeah. If you did everything that they tell you to do with the check-ins, you do nothing else. You know, you go to a dentist. Yeah, just every 2 days, if you make sure to, wrap a thing around her or do this stuff and use this mouthwash and do that. You're like, right, okay.
Yeah.
And
actually true. If you were to go through every single thing between all of the
that's
things in relation to your health,
all
the things in relation to your house, all the things in relation to your finances, all the things in relation to whatever. If you were to do, there'd be no time to do anything.
And everybody says, it only takes a second. How many seconds?
Yeah.
I buy a short now. Just one. Just with that short, you know. Just remember, it's dry clean only. And if you're going to iron it, would you put down a piece of felt? When you're folding it to keep the cold, you do it this way. And once a month, if you're not wearing it through the seasons, just air it out and flap it around in the air. You're like, it's that short. I don't want it. You know.
You're right.
Yeah.
Because there's things constantly.
And don't forget that you must trim. You always get an earbud and lick the end of it and put it through your eyebrows once every third Wednesday. You know, I haven't got time. I have to live. Yeah.
And everybody has their own thing. Like for you, say with your motorbikes and stuff, you'll know what the care procedure, maintenance procedure is and all whatever. Or you'll have something else, right? And there'll be somebody who's big into their fitness and they'll be very good on that. But you can't be good at
everything.
You know what I mean? If you were to do absolutely the perfect care and maintenance programme for every aspect of your life.
I went to the chiropodist to get hard skin taken out of my feet, right? Because that's where I'm at.
Hang on a second. Is this for real now or is this you impersonating some clown?
No, this is actually me.
This is you being the clown.
This is
excellent.
Me, yeah.
Okay.
I went to the chiropodist to get hard skin taken out of my feet because that's I'm at, right?
Why do you have to get a chiropodist to do it?
Because of dicky feet. And
have you not got a cheese grater?
Oh, Jesus. And she's a lovely woman and all. But like that, at the end, you know, she finished. £50, right? And whatever. And she goes, you'd get an extra month out of us now. If every night you put this cream around here on the heels, and if you get another one and you put it through the toes like that,
What are your fucking feet made of,
time.
Man? Do you have, like, reptilian feet
They're
or something?
Like, it's like two leather belts rolled into a sock.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Well,
you have to go regularly to get...
Come on now.
What
not
is
regularly.
It made
every
of?
Once a year, maybe twice a year. Maybe once, twice a year, maybe I'll have to go. Yeah. I do,
Jeez.
Yeah.
Why is it painful if it's really...
No, it can crack, yeah. And then all the stuff, you know, gets sore then. And then I'll be walking.
Is that a genetic thing to have excessively hard feet?
Now, come here, you. Come here.
You're the one who slags me about supposedly walking around barefoot, and there you are, like, fecking, I don't know.
I don't know what you're saying.
Manila gorilla.
You're the man that eats raw sheep. As a lunch on the way home.
Yes, but I think you'll find the skin on my feet is absolutely delicious.
Yeah. Oh, no, I do. I've got all sorts of troubles. But
you get a lot of problems with your feet.
I do, yeah. I do. I get a lot of troubles with my feet, yeah. I have troubles with everything. You're walking down the road. Does this ever happen to you? You're walking down the road, right? And maybe you haven't shaved your nether regions sufficiently for a little while. Not now, ages now, but like for a little while. And a hair that's on one side of the leg. Does this ever happen to you? Wraps itself around a hair that's on the other side of the leg, or right between the cheeks of your butt-som, right? This sometimes happens. Has this ever happened to you? And they wrap around each other like a knot, and then you're walking, and it's like they pull, and one of them goes, and you're like, fucking hell, that's sore. Does that ever happen? And then you do another footstep with the other leg, and it pulls the other cheek, and you're like, my God.
Wow.
And does that ever happen? And then you realise...
Not while I'm walking down the road. In any sort of public forum, no, oh, walking down
the road.
Never
walking down the road.
No, I've come across situations
and
maybe
then I
where
realized.
Under your arm or something, maybe two hairs will get knotted or something from or yeah. whatever, and you might, and that can be...
I've never had it under
in
there.
In the shower
now.
Or something, but...
I've never had it under there. I've had it between the cheeks, though.
And well, of course you have.
And have you never had that? No. And then you realise...
And I'm the one that's supposed to be excessively hairy.
And then you have to take the tiniest steps so you don't pull the hair. And you and then you realise the only way to stop this now is to get my finger down there and break the the link. Have you never?
So you
have you never?
So you walk around with your arse cheeks held together by hairy string.
Now hold on, this has happened, and this has happened.
I tell you, if you ever see PJ Gallagher walking down the street anywhere, shout to him: "Are your arse cheeks all right? No, or are they held together?"
But you have to go. I go to the toilet, and you have to, and then even breaking the two of them apart.
Wow.
It's very painful. Come on.
Like ripping a plaster off.
Like ripping a plaster off. And you're like, whoa, Jesus, yeah. And then you can walk again, fine. No, that's never happened to you.
I can honestly say I've never encountered that particular.
You, of all people.
Yeah.
And I'm back like King Kong and you're getting away with that. My God.
Jeez.
These things that happen to you. And that's not an
maybe
age. That's just true life. That's
maybe
just
it's
true
because,
life.
As you often say, you have quite a wiriness too.
I do, yeah, I do have a wiriness. Yeah, yeah, I do. I don't really grow facial
obviously,
hair so much as straw.
Obviously, by the sounds of it, it's barbed wiriness, but anyway.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I wish I had normal facial hair. Like, the facial hair, it's not real. It's just straw. Like, even when we were doing Young Offenders, when they had to put mascara in my moustache to make it moustache. When they put mascara in my moustache to make it look like a real man's moustache.
Yeah.
That was kind of embarrassing, you know.
So you were obviously, were you very fair-haired as
a
kid?
I was blondie, yeah. I was a blondie
you see,
young lad,
it's
yeah.
Because kind of, yeah. It's weird, because a lot of the time that I know you, you either shaved your head, you know, really tight.
Yeah, yeah.
Like full skinhead, kind of like dangerous looking fucker.
I can't. That's not the skinhead, though. That's just the potato. Yeah. That's the fact that I only look dangerous because I'm in a bad mood walk around because my hairs have tied themselves together.
Because you're in pain. I mean, you never know what's happening with other people. Bear that in mind, by the way, if you ever encounter anybody who's in, you know, in, just in bad form, just think about that. Maybe their arse cheeks are stuck together by, you know, entangled hair.
I'm telling you, that's a thing.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I'm sure it makes sense. It will, you know, it will inevitably happen.
And no one's going to support me on this. They're all going to pretend it never happened.
Of course they are. We'll just never hear about them because this is the podcast.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, but then, so you know, you get all kinds of problems with your body that nobody ever talks about. We're supposed to talk about these things. Like when you get one very chronic pain in the testicles for like a minute. Do you ever get that? It's one of your testicles just suddenly goes, hey, fuck off. You're like, oh, for 1 minute. And then you're like, oh, Jesus, that was, you're out of breath and everything.
Yeah.
And you have to, and you're sitting there trying to, someone's talking to you, or you're walking around and someone's talking, and you just suddenly your testicle goes, you can nearly hear it coming out the top of the flute.
You must be a fucking medical. They must love you. I don't know whether they use you for experimentation or they just think, my God, we'll make a fortune out of this lad.
Has nothing like that ever happened to you? You get a real sudden just
an
pain.
Abstract. I mean,
get a sudden pain somewhere in your body.
Absolutely, that's 100%.
Out of nowhere.
That's definitely to do with age. There is like when you were younger, the only you knew what the pain was. You'd been hit. You'd fallen over. You'd walked into something.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You know, whatever. Something had happened to you.
Got stung or whatever.
Yeah, exactly, right. So you knew the source. Now, when you're older, a pain can arrive. There's no reason for it. You've done nothing different.
I know, yeah.
You're sitting down or just standing or whatever. And suddenly, and it's anywhere.
Oh, you know, you can't even remember when you got sore. Something, you just go, you go to the doctor, my elbow's killing me for months. What happened?
Yeah.
I don't even remember when it got sore.
Yeah.
I just know it's been sore for a long time.
That's true.
You ever, that joke, you know, what happened? Oh, nothing. That I can. When did you remember getting it? I don't remember getting it.
Feels like it's been
there.
When
do you remember not having it? This time last year. So you've no, you just have it. You just collected it. That sort of stuff.
That's real. I can relate to that. I can relate to that.
Yeah, or you yawn and something pops in your head. And you're like, fuck.
That's the most embarrassing.
And it's
shit.
Like your brain.
Like,
or something.
Literally last night, I blew my nose and I was fucking dizzy. I was literally sitting down at the time. Yeah. It's a good fucking job. And I blew my nose and I was like, oh, Jesus. And I swear to God, I got lightheaded and fucking dizzy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your missus is not like, are you all right? Oh, Jesus, I think I blew a bit hard. You blow yourself over.
That just never happens when you're 20.
You blow yourself over. Yeah.
I nearly blew myself down.
Yeah. Or you lean against something, you lean against the door. And you get sharp, like a thorn is in it. And you're like, oh, fuck. And you go, and you looked, nothing.
Yeah.
It was just your arm went,
Yeah.
My arm got a fright.
I get that with my knees. I'll kneel down on something. And I go, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Mother Jesus.
And, you know, people assume nothing. You've knelt on a screw or on a fucking thing.
Yeah, yeah. What's wrong?
It's just shit knees.
No, my knee got a fright. I gave my knee a fright.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
And the great thing is, sure, there's no cure for it because it's only going to get worse as you get older.
It's going to get worse.
That's great. Thanks very much.
Yeah, yeah. You see, people in their 80s now, do you ever see? I tell you, me and Jim will be doing chair aerobics in here next. Someone's going to come in, the two of us will be there sitting on the chair. Yeah. With them.
In fact, we'll do that now, right? We'll pull up the chairs and we'll start doing some basic chair aerobics while everybody else is listening to the Bets Bits.
We'll be both of us passing a balloon to each other, singing Roll Out the Barrel. That's how we're going to pass the time.
Yeah. Everybody.
All the young ones that are working in here now. Don't move too fast. It's gone behind the bin. I'll get that, Jim.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. As you know, my very good friend and learned colleague PJ Gallagher, every morning when we do this show, he scours the internet and the newspapers.
The world.
Scours the world basically to bring you top class entertainment.
Yeah.
Every morning on this show.
Well, I'll tell you something, it's a struggle today. It really is.
There are days when it's a struggle, and we knew it was going to be a particular struggle today when he came across this particular story.
An incredible story of a cow standing beside a choir while they sang. That's the story.
Kid you not. We were trying to work out which was the worst part of this, right?
Yeah.
Whether it was the fact that the choir thought the cow
was nodding its head.
Was kind of getting into the music. Or the person who put it in the news.
And by the way, I know you're thinking this is like the Nottinghamshire Gazette or something. It's not. It's BBC. This is on the BBC website this morning. This is on the BBC. A Nottinghamshire choir attracted an unexpected audience member during an outdoor performance. A small herd of cows watched their show. One of them was nodding its head as they sang Yazoo's 1982 hit, Only You. That's the news.
The fact that they put the song in and everything.
Oh, and more than that, the cow stayed for several more hits, including covers of Christina Perry's A Thousand Years and Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga's Shallow.
Wow.
The chairman of the choir on the day said it was quite surreal. The cows were there. It was very amusing. That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the BBC.
Yeah. They seem
reporting this.
Yeah. The cows really seem to enjoy Yazoo. That is it.
So that's when you know.
Wow.
It's going to be one hell of a news day when the BBC are reporting that.
I'll say, be honest, to say I'm struggling today is putting them mildly, you know.
We were going to declare it as we thought we had hit the absolute rock bottom.
But it's
we
not.
Thought, like, because we've had days in the past where it might be a bit of a struggle to find, you know, the exhilarating, exciting, entertaining content that we bring you on this show every single day.
Yeah.
But we were going to declare this as the worst one ever.
But it's not.
It can't be.
Because on April the 18th, which became my birthday later, by the way, April 18th, 1930, the BBC News came on the TV and radio bulletins, and they said, good evening, this is the BBC. Today, there is no news. Thank you. And they played piano music for 15 minutes.
Wow.
And that was what they did. Even then, the BBC, they just, back in 1930, they just went, I don't know, told them everything already. We've literally told them this before.
So they couldn't even find a cow listening to a choir?
No, no.
On that day?
Not even on that. On that day, they couldn't get anything. And there was more staff in the BBC then, apparently, than there is today.
So they just, where the news should have been, they just played piano music.
Yeah. And the fella, the presenter, came on and says, today,
this is the BBC.
Yeah, exactly. There's no news. There's nothing going on. Enjoy your day. Here's some piano music by Jim McCabe. That's what they said.
Who may or may not be listened to by a cow.
Yeah. There's a cow here, but that's not news. So.
That's extraordinary, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I mean, is there a connection between both of those stories relating to the BBC? Try harder, people. Try harder.
Yeah. Isn't it mad, isn't it?
I thought.
And it's not as if we have anything against talking about the inane. In fact, I thrive on it. I love talking about the inane. Let's say that the stories that we want to talk about are kind of, you know, there could be anything.
Yeah, okay.
Roundabout fanciers and everything.
Well,
we talk
exactly,
about.
Yeah. This isn't necessarily the place people come for, you know, highbrow current affairs. Or political comment.
Well, no one texts us and says, here, lads, what's going on in Lebanon? They text us and say, what's going on in the M50? And we'd be saying, yeah,
fair point, actually.
It's absolutely cat.
Yeah.
But even we have.
Even we have
our standards. I know that's hard to believe.
That is hard to
believe. That we would have standards. I know it's a stretch. But even we do, you know. Now, I'm saying that I'm standing here wearing nothing but an apron because I'm making Jim's eggs. But even we have standards.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. There is a kind of a common belief, you know, that the older you get, the bit more conservative you get. You know, you get a bit more cautious, a bit more conservative. You don't take as many risks and all that. And then, of course, there are people who say, no, rage against the dying of the light.
Yes, take those risks. Step outside your comfort zone at least once a day. Feel alive. It's not until you do things in life you're not supposed to do that you actually feel like you're living your life.
A little bit of rebellion.
Yeah, but let's be honest, right? You get to a point in your life you think, jeez, I don't want to go out and be all living the madness of life now. So our rebellion, our little risks we take in our life so we can feel alive and feel that spark of I'm not dead yet.
Yeah.
It changes, right? The things we do change. So they went out and they asked people, 40 plus sort of people, 35 to 55, just what do you do, right? 35 to 55, what do you do to feel alive? What are the risks you take? What things do you do that make you step out of the crowd?
Well, it was quite the list, I can tell you.
Oh, some of the answers, I swear to God, people are mad. Some people say, sometimes I go shopping, one fella says, I don't even use a shopping basket.
What?
And by the time I get to the checkout, I'll be full of stuff, my pockets and all will be full.
Wow. That's him. That's him, rebellion. Take that, the man.
Yeah, take that, yeah. Another woman says, I went out there last week, turned up at a restaurant and says, have you got a book? And I says, no.
Wow.
No.
What a rebel.
They were like, we can't fit you in. But hey.
That doesn't matter. Okay. I'll just go home.
They asked her, were you embarrassed? She goes, I couldn't care less. Didn't even eat that.
That's what we regard as rebellion, as taking a risk.
Yeah, yeah. Another mad lad, they asked him, what do you do? And he says, not much, to be honest, he says. But the other day, I took my trousers out of the washing machine and I got them changed. I didn't even close the curtains, he says. And he says, was anyone on the road? No, he goes. No. So no one's seen you. But I thought that they might have.
And he felt like he was mad.
And he was like, there
he
you
felt
go.
Like he was taking a risk putting his trousers on without the curtains closed.
Just didn't want to walk away from the television, yeah. Amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
Wow. We are. Yeah. God, we're dangerous.
Another lad was having a sandwich during his lunch break. He says a wasp was hovering. He didn't even run away from it. Says he sat there. I don't even care.
I'm so mad, me. I didn't run away from a hovering wasp.
I didn't run away from a hovering wasp. Wow. Yeah, yeah.
That man. He's a rebel without a cause, that man.
I know. It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. What? I noticed number one on it is your one, though. Eating something past its sell-by date.
That's how I live, Jim. That's the way I roll.
This
is the Russian roulette of my life.
Nothing to do with just being too tight to throw food out.
Yeah. No. I did it yesterday. Well, I didn't do it yesterday. It said, use by the 24th. And I says, it is the 24th.
I love that one as well, that somebody thinks that the idea of drinking coffee or tea before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Is that's the risk you're taking there.
Caffeine and all. Will I sleep? Will I have nightmares? Will I wet the bed? I don't even care. I don't even care what happens.
This is an incredible list.
Yeah.
And literally, these things are classified by the people who tell you They're as regards as risks. These are the risks they take in their life.
People go mad.
Having a tea before bed.
One woman said she got a text from Amazon saying, your parcel will be delivered between 12:30 and 1:30. Do you know what she did?
She went out.
She went for lunch.
Oh, no way.
She went for lunch. She said, I don't even care. I don't even care. They can put it in the bin or throw it over the wall. To hell with them. I'm having a sandwich. Yeah,
oh,
that's what she did.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I would tell you.
Another lad went out for the night, he said. He went out and he said, you know what I didn't even do? I didn't even set the alarm. Anything could have happened. Anything could have happened. Yeah, yeah. Some people
incredible.
Got on a train and they sat in a seat that they didn't reserve. What happened if someone else reserved?
This is right up there with the boring man's club thing. This is fantastic.
This is
Can you imagine all of these
this.
People? All of these people sitting in the same room.
Oh, yeah.
Trying
yeah.
to out-risk each other.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Think that's my idea.
Yeah.
I'm out here now talking to yous and I've only got 50% phone battery. And you think you're mad because you came out without an umbrella.
Oh,
what happens if I'm out for 5 hours and then somebody tries to contact me? What then?
By the way, can I also just point out, right, that among that list, bizarre as it is, even the genuine ones, can I just point out, where's the risk involved in this, right? Somebody says that they took a risk because they were laughing along and they couldn't even quite hear what was being said.
Yeah.
Where's the risk?
That was the risk. That was he said.
They were taking a risk by laughing along to something that they didn't really quite know what was going on.
I was talking, telling a funny story. I didn't even know what's going on. He just went, ha. And I love this one. Another lad who says, I drove against the arrows in a car park. You know?
Wow.
So we came out and instead of going the whole way round, it was just a nip.
Yeah.
So he says, I went against the arrows and went down the thing.
Mad.
I mean, that's like the Fast and the Furious. I bet he drove home the whole way going, duh, duh, da, ba, ba. Don't mess with me. Yeah.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
We're about, what are we now? About a month away, maybe a little more than a month away from Halloween. PJ's favourite time of year. Loves a bit of Halloween, he does. Probably something to do with the ghosts and the ghouls and the kind of frightening stuff that goes on. Because you love your horror movies and all that as well.
I do. I love horror movies and ghosts and ghoulies.
And of course,
I love them.
Halloween associated, obviously, with the, well, the American kind of thing of trick or treat, whereby, you know, the old scary business, you know, the opportunity to get an old fright.
Come on, is there
considered a good thing?
Is there anything funnier than giving someone a fright?
Well, it does. It happens a lot, doesn't it? People get your own kind of like crack out of seeing, managing, even if you didn't intend it. Even if you like accidentally just, you know, you just walk in, somebody doesn't see it, they turn around and suddenly it's like,
oh,
you're creeping. I didn't creep up when you
just walked in. You always get a laugh. Like, and the best thing ever, I'll never forget the frights I've given people. Oh my, especially when you're a partner. Oh, the crack you have. Sneaking into the kitchen. I remember once I got in behind Kelly and all when she was cooking and the whole lot. And then she turned away from the thing, went to the fridge, turned back, and I was standing at the cooker.
Yeah.
And she fell on her knees. She was like, hilarious. I'm sorry. Hilarious.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now I saw.
But you have to be careful now on who you pull these pranks on.
Did you know you can be done for?
Oh, look at this.
I did not know you can be done for giving someone a fright. So a guy called Brian Galbraith in Glasgow, right? He lives in across the hall from his mate Stephen. They have flats, right? They're really good mates, going back years. Friends for years and years and years. And they would regularly go into each other's houses and all, right?
Yeah.
And anyway, one of the lads was down the pub having a few pints. He came back, it was 10 o'clock. His mate Stephen was looking for him. And he went into the house. And he heard your man Brian coming in with, oh, Jesus, guys. So he jumped into the wardrobe, right?
Right.
And Stephen came in, saw that the window was open and that there was some stuff moved around, right? Whatever, I don't know what he was looking through and stuff. And then he went, oh no, I've been broken in. And he walked into his bedroom and his mate jumped out of the wardrobe eating a packet of crisps and went, boo!
Right.
And he went, you bad. And he called the police.
Called the cops on him.
He called the police.
Oh my God.
And he took it to court. And it went right through the courts and he wouldn't drop it. And Stephen was like, me, I was just saying, I did a joke, you know what I'm talking about. He was like, no, it's not funny. Put a hat across me. There's crisps all over the bedroom. No. And he did them. And he's after getting fined. £245 he's after getting fined.
For trying to just prank his mate.
For giving his mate a fright. Anna Reid, the judge, says it was an ill-judged practical joke and it caused Mr. Dawson to have a fright.
But that was the whole purpose.
That was always, you know that. It was only a joke.
Giving him a fright was the whole reason behind it.
This sets a very
I can't believe your man
standard.
Took it all. What did it cost him in court things or whatever, fees and stuff, do his mate for 245 quid?
£245.
Oh, my God.
The sheriff in Glasgow apparently had to get involved in everything.
I assume they're not mates anymore.
No, they weren't talking at all anymore.
Wow.
I just love when you read it. It's like he went to a spare bedroom. He heard a noise coming from his cupboard. He went over, opened the cupboard, and Mr. Dawson sat there saying boo, holding a packet of crisps.
Oh, so he didn't even jump out?
No, he came out with the crisps after he gave him the fry.
Oh, yeah.
He said, that was gasping. That was funny. I heard you coming in the house.
So and he opened the wardrobe and your man's sitting there eating a packet of crisps.
Yeah, put the heart across him and didn't see the funny side. Ah, come on.
I think that's harsh. I think that's harsh.
Come on.
He didn't even jump out. He was just sitting there eating his crisps in the wardrobe. What's wrong with that?
And this is a dangerous standard. Like you said, where does it end now?
Yeah.
You'll be in, I'll be in here one day. Remember I gave you a fright one time? I came
you
in
give
to
me a fright all the time.
And I was asleep on the couch and you came in.
Well, actually, I didn't get a fright because I didn't even see you.
Yeah, and then I went, hello? And you just run around and went, I didn't see you. Yeah, you're very hard band to give a fright. I suppose when you're out running, chasing the sheep through the howl winds, you're the man we're all afraid of.
You take a fright.
I do take a fright.
Yeah.
I
you
do.
Get, like, any, if you, you know, if somebody opens it, like, if you open the door and somebody's standing there, you're a, yeah. You do get a kind
something
of a...
Something to yeah. Do all that, yeah. I do get frights all. I'd be suing yous all.
You see, that's the worry now. That's a bad precedent to set.
It is, isn't it?
Especially in workplaces and all. You know the way you always get somebody in the workplace who just won't see the funny side of it. They're just dour old sods.
But also, going to court, do you not feel ridiculous standing in the court? Remember Garrett was here, they used to work here, the man, and I ran up to him. I was actually walking past him and I realised he didn't see me coming and I had a trumpet in my hand.
Yeah.
So I put the trumpet at the back of his head and went, and he held me against the road, or against the wall, and started smacking my arse in front of everybody in the office.
Yeah.
Now, which one of us
it's hard to know which one of those was the most entertaining, actually, now that I remember.
Which one of us is going to sue? Imagine not even being in the High Court. A man blew a trumpet into the back of his head, the fellow's head. He then proceeded to bend him over the counter in the kitchen and said, smacking him on the behind. When asked about
there's multiple cases in that.
Yeah, the staff said, it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. They both deserved it.
You know, man.
It's one of those, isn't it?
Like, yeah. I mean, your man, like, I'm sorry, at some stage, surely your man, long before it got to the courts, I mean, even when he called the police, I mean, okay, when he called the police, he was probably, I shouldn't have done that. I'm too far in now. But before the court case, he should have just said, look it, I've decided to settle with him. He replaced the crisps, yes, I'll leave it at that.
That's it, isn't it? You can even imagine the guards or the police trying to get him away. So tell me what happened again. He said what? He said boo. Right.
Yeah.
With two O's.
Yeah.
Right. And what flavour were the crisps?
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
Nurse Nolene's back. Back from Iceland, not loving it, back to work today. But she still says she'd highly recommend Iceland. The country, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
although
yeah.
I'm sure the shop is equally
I've
as good.
Heard fantastic things about both the country and the shop.
Mm.
So
087-1818-100 if you do want to give us a shout at any stage. Mary's also been on at Santry again. It's all, what's a food thing? She's like a sort
she
of a food enabler.
Oh, look at that though.
And it's like a cheap Turkish delight that she saw in Aldi yesterday.
Two things I am, Jim. I love Turkish delight very cheap.
Oh, yeah.
And I am very close as well to an Aldi. That's three things.
Yeah.
So I think I'll be paying a visit.
You have no excuse.
And look at that.
Apparently now, if you are one of the people who frequently gets invited to PJ Gallagher's house, you may be feasting down on cheap Turkish delight. And other things, because in the most bizarre twist that nobody could have predicted.
No,
there's lots of things about his life in recent times that nobody could have predicted. And bizarrely, this is one of the most incredible.
This one blew me away.
He's actually started to go to and invite people to his own house.
Yeah,
go to theirs, come to my, all of that sort of stuff.
I've always said there's nothing worse. There's nothing worse, I always said, than like people coming to your house. And it's in the paper today. The top 10 things that guests annoy, how they annoy you. It's not point going through the list. It's the usual stuff. Being rude, talking too loud, never knowing when to leave, blah, blah, blah. But it's always been a thing that me and Jim have been saying, I'd rather eat my own head than have someone in the house, or go into someone else's smelly gaff and you have to pretend to
we
like
the food. We didn't quite put it in those terms.
I did. Go into their smelly gaff and you have to pretend to like their food. And then they're like, do you want a piece of cake? And they give you a cake, a toddler portion. You're like, I suppose you'd be eating the rest of that yourself, you big Swiss roll head.
But in fairness, the reasons behind it are, I know they are the usuals and that's what's in the paper today, but they are the real reasons. You know, if you invite somebody or whatever, it's about them going. You know what I mean? And about them sort of overstaying. They always overstay their welcome.
Yeah.
They never turn around and, you know, get up nice and early and just say, listen, that was great anyway. You know, thanks very much.
I take the cues.
Yeah, we'll head off.
You know, you start walking around picking things up.
And likewise, when you're there, it's the awkward part of going, anyway, listen, we better. Ah, sure, for God's sake. No, listen, it's all of that.
I know. And
which
I've
is
never
why we'd never, well, up to now, we'd have never done it.
Never,
but suddenly
ever.
You're a convert.
Once the pint went over £6, I'm out. That was it.
Again, going back to his cheap Turkish delight.
Exactly. Good point. Well made. That was it. Once that happened, and once I saw sandwiches hit £15, I was like, that's it then. I'm going to put...
You don't have to buy gourmet sandwiches. You could make, surely, a Brennan's ham sandwich.
But that's what I do. And then I give them to other people.
For 15 quid?
No. I feed everyone for the £15. But once that happened, once it was £15 sandwiches, and once the pint... I had this mental line in my head I didn't even know existed. But once a pint went over £6, I just suddenly realised I do not enjoy going to the pub anymore.
Wow.
I just don't like
so
it.
So to the point where you'd rather have...
like a rip-off.
You'd rather have other people in your house be in other people's houses.
And have cans and sliced pans. And that is my life now, sliced pans and cans.
Okay, I will grant you, sliced pans and cans, not exactly what most people think of as your average dinner party. I get that. But I'm still surprised that you welcome people into your home and into their home.
Sliced pans, cans, and frozen pizzas out of the oven. I'm not ordering pizza anymore. Have you seen the price of that?
Oh, my God.
Seriously, it's gone stupid. I'd ordered pizza.
Actually, I've changed my mind. I'm now more surprised that people go to your house when you're like that. Now, listen, right, it'll be Brennan's ham sandwiches and we're not ordering pizza. It'll be frozen pizzas, right?
Oh, yeah.
And cans out of Aldi, because that's near and cheap.
And it gets worse. It gets worse, because I saw that when Scandinavian people invite people to their homes, and I never knew this until recently, right?
Right.
They don't just put a start time. They don't just put, see you in our house at 3:00, whatever, you know. They do, we'll see you in our house at 3:00 until 7:00.
That's very
they
good.
They write that on the invite.
That's very good.
So before you get there, you go, everybody, so it's every 7:00, someone stands up and goes, thank you so much for coming. It was wonderful. I hope you enjoyed the sliced pans and the cans and the frozen pizzas.
That's a great idea.
And everyone's out.
So now...
it's great.
It's like...
brilliant. And then you stay in the house with the heel of the bread.
We're doing something between 7 and 10 on Friday night.
Yes.
And so then you put it there, that 10. 10's the finish. After that, you can go off and go to somewhere else.
Yeah.
So just get out of my house at 10:00.
Get out of my house.
That's very good.
And when you go to
someone
else's house,
you
do it as well. You go, listen, I'll be
there. It is, 10:00, I'll be off.
Before you even get there, you go, I'm not staying after 9:00, right? I'm in. So get the sliced pan ready and the Swiss roll and the cans. And then...
if it's going any further than that, I'm going to have to take a doggy bag.
I'm going
to
take it with me, yeah? So I want the Swiss roll to go.
Morning Glory. Weekdays 6 to 10 with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe.
On the Seriously Addictive Radio Nova.